In blackness, milky gray fluid flows around the shape of letters. The sunken letters shimmer in a shallow pool of liquid. Dark Factory Entertainment. Light blue neon lights form a globe and spin inside a silver cylinder where two hands extend and clasp together. The screen distorts. Globecom International. A Spanish galleon crosses in front of a huge full moon. Inside the moon's shimmering reflection on the water, words from among curved lines. Itica Films, an AG Studios company. A young man searches a messy apartment.
Where is it? Come on. Where is it?
He brushes his teeth, spitting into a Chinese food carton. He finds a trophy and tosses it aside. Finally, he reaches into a drawer and withdraws a playbill. The cover reads Brasilia. Tucked inside is a newspaper clipping, Broadway's rising star, with a photo of him. He crumples it and throws it on the floor. He picks up a strip of photos reading New Year's 2013 at the top. The pictures are of him smiling with and kissing a young blonde woman. He smiles at the photos, then turns serious and swallows. He chucks it and continues rifling through the drawer. A TV plays nearby. He finds a pair of headphones and bolts out the door, but quickly returns. He digs into the trash can and withdraws the strip of photos, wiping it off and placing it back in the drawer. Featuring new versions of all your favorite one-hit wonders of the past. Visit telecharge.com to book your ticket. He clicks off the TV and exits. Little Luca Films and Dark Factory Entertainment present. The lights of Times Square shine in the night below towering skyscrapers. On the street, the young man passes a huge advertisement reading J.C. Chazet in One Hit Wonderland, a Dark Factory Entertainment production. He gets coffee at a food truck and smiles, taking a sip. In association with Globecom International, he walks down the bustling road, checking his watch and breaking into a jog. He heads into a building with the One Hit Wonderland marquee. Inside, a man chats with the blonde from the photo strip.
I can't keep up with your sexual workload.
But what about you and Nick? How many times did y'all do it a week?
I don't know, 3 or 4.
And in association with Itica Films.
Oh, honey, are you...
Wait, that can't be right. Come here, Nikki, come here.
The young man approaches.
You mean to tell me you were only entering this beautiful creature 3 or 4 times in a week?
Yeah, but to be fair, she was also entering me 3 or 4 times a week, so, you know, it's not so bad.
Like that. Oh, which reminds me, where were you last night, bitch? You could not be found.
I do not kiss and tell.
Ooh. Okay, seriously, come on, spill it.
Seriously, stop.
Oh, come on. We broke up like a year ago.
Yeah, I know, and still, my lips are sealed.
Oh, we know that can't be the case, or else there'd be no story to tell.
Oh. Guys, we got like 10 minutes to show.
Thank you.
I need to do my vocal warm-ups.
Right here, it's over here.
That's it. Can you stop that? You know I hate that.
What, this?
This is why I hate musical theater.
Oh, come on, you know you love it.
I don't.
When the night is falling.
Please don't do this.
You cannot find the light.
Thank you.
You feel your dreams dying. Hold on.
Come on, Nikki.
Guys, don't you think it's like really cheesy when people just like randomly break into song? It's fucking corny.
The two actors share a look.
You got the music in you.
Topher Grace.
Let go. You got the music in you.
Fuck you guys.
Nick walks away. Neon lights form the title, opening night.
Hey everyone, this is not a drill. I need you to report to the stage, start getting to places.
Nick is backstage.
Call Wicked, have them send up one of their spares.
We got a packed house out there, mate.
Well, let's not fuck it up. 9 minutes to curtain, everybody.
Tay Diggs, Anne Heche, Alona Tall.
Save it for the show, buddy.
We just blew a bulb in the opening backdrop.
What?
Yeah.
What, right now? Which bulb?
The big one?
And J.C. Chazet as J.C. Chazet.
One. What? What are you... Okay, look, not again. I know...
that you have a tendency to swallow your words in high-stress situations, but you gotta give me a chance, okay? I need you tonight. Breathe. Breathe.
Rob Riggle, breathe. Leslie Margarita, Lauren Lapkus, Paul okay. Shear.
Which ball?
The big one. The one that dots the eye.
Atta girl.
Hey, Waldo? We lost some rays. I need you to run a second ball of sunshine up to the opening backdrop, okay?
Brilliant. I'm on it.
He's good to go.
Okay.
Second verse.
Oh, Nick, thank God, man. Please tell me you're carrying.
Caring?
Marijuana, you know, the muse of the common musician. I left my stash at home.
Nicky, I don't have any weed on me.
Well, I can't play the bass guitar unless I'm on drugs, Nick. No one can. That's how the bass guitar works. I'm sorry. It's just that I'm a fucking hack, man. I got nothing without my weed. Nothing.
Except for a crippling drug dependency.
I won't help him off the fucking show.
Not now, Brandy.
He's a weasley little tink tickler who sings like a deaf otter with HPV.
Wow. You really are the Picasso of insults. You know, I have a theory that you actually write these the night before.
Just fire him.
Did he do something to you?
Shut up and fire him or I quit.
Well, you will be missed.
You're a dickless, talentless, micro-penis page boy and nobody respects you because you wear your headset like a little tiara.
See, that one just didn't really feel off the cuff.
8 minutes to show, ladies.
Yeah, so now that I'm pregnant, I'm probably gonna get tired pretty easily out there. So if I get winded, I'm just gonna walk off stage and catch a quick breather.
What? No, you can't just walk off stage in the middle of a number.
Nick, I'm carrying precious cargo.
Monica, you are literally 3 days pregnant. You asked us all to do coke with you in the Bar Central bathroom last week.
Well, that's before I received this little blessing.
Now that's why you received this blessing. You'll be fine.
Nick, additional concern?
Sure.
I've already swept through. You think these stains will read on stage?
Yes, those would read from space. Tina, can you fire up the blow dryer? Help Debbie out here?
Nick, I'm afraid we have another issue with emotional Eric.
In the men's dressing room.
I'm so sorry. What happened?
Sweetheart. Baby died!
Your grandmother died?
Wait, my grandmother died!
No.
Granny and now Mammy!
No, good Lord, who the fuck is Mammy?
This is Pat Marmoset.
Oh. Well, of course.
Stay strong.
Hey, guys. Guys, I get it, okay? Mammy seemed like she was a really special rodent. But I need you all to get to first positions. I think it's what Mammy might have wanted.
Okay. I'll do it for Mammy.
Okay. It's the spirit. Hey, let's do this one for Mammy, huh, guys?
Hooray!
All right. Yeah.
Hello?
I got it.
You, backup dancer?
Si, Xavier.
Hola, mi amo Nick. Thanks so much for coming on such short notice.
I think I know you. You're an actor too, no?
No.
Yes, I think I saw you in the theater.
No, Xavier, look, I've been working on Broadway for 6 years. If you sing and dance and you have an affinity for Lycra, you know me. Who here wants to get X to wardrobe?
I will help him
right here.
I will help
him. Wow, never a lack of subtlety. 7 minutes to show, guys.
This must be what it's like to undress the Rock.
You got any idea why Brandy might want you off the show?
Oh, it's probably because I fucked her boyfriend last night.
Nick stops.
You fucked Brandy's boyfriend last night?
Oh, absolutely.
Why didn't you say anything about it?
I didn't think it was that interesting.
Hey, weird question. Are you holding?
Nick, drugs? What is the pressure of the big night getting to you?
It's for someone else.
Shut up. You know I'm playing with you.
He hands Nick a baggie.
You know I got you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any word on who Chloe, you know?
Who Chloe what?
You know, last night. Who she...
Last night.
Why are you doing this to me?
This is killing you, isn't it?
Shut up.
Now, Nick descends a ladder into the orchestra pit.
Guys, 6 minutes to show. Mickey.
Nick tosses him the baggie.
Fuck yeah! Maestro, we are back!
Shit, who's got a lighter?
Ladies! Come on, what's going on in there? JC, come on.
Two half-naked women prance out of JC's dressing room.
Thank you. Let's get back to the ladies' dressing room.
Nick, we were just doing some vocal warm-ups. Want to make sure that once we get out there, we're all in sync. Get it?
I get it every time, JC. Look, it's 5 minutes to show. Why do we always have to cut this so close?
Come here.
Okay.
JC puts his arm around Nick.
The secret to success is relaxation.
I'm relaxed.
No. You know there was another guy in my band who couldn't relax either?
To be honest with you, he was just as good a singer as me and the other guy.
Justin Timberlake?
Whoever. Anyway, he should have been front and center far more than he was, but he was in the closet dealing with some personal issues. I'm not going to say who it was.
It was Lance Bass.
So you know what I'm talking about.
I don't think I do.
Once Lance had the courage to say, hey, world, I'm as gay as you thought I was, everything got better.
Nick squints.
I'm not gay, JC.
You sound just like Lance.
Hey, Sir Joshua S. Shazzy, you long dick motherfucker. Woo, there it is. Look at you, huh? You are a goddamn living god.
Come on, Mitch. Nobody's a living god, but if there was one, it's gonna be me.
Yeah.
Get it?
I nailed it. Nailed it. You never looked better, babe.
To Nick.
All right, listen to me, you little shit. I need you to keep that glorified backup singer focused. Do you understand?
Yes, Mr. Goldmar.
Between him and Brooke, this show is hanging on by the string of your tampon.
Thought they looked decent in rehearsal.
Decent? Decent? You of all people should know decent ends a show's run on opening night. We got one shot at this. Now, where's that fucking crypt keeper?
A mature blonde woman appears.
There she is. Wow. What a star.
A star, huh? How come when you Google Brooke Tremé, it autofills whatever happened to Brooke Tremé, whatever happened to, is now officially my first name.
And so modest. Yeah. So modest. You really are the full package. Nick, is she a goddess or what?
Nick?
We might need a touch up on Brooke.
Copy that.
Thanks for the honesty, Nick.
She flips him off.
You look great. Hey, dickhead, you think I don't know she needs makeup? She's one bad lighting setup away from passing for Mel Brooks.
Sure.
I'm not done yet. Mel Brooks, asshole.
Wow.
Now it's our job to keep that morbid bitch happy, so you just keep blowing smoke up that cellulite-ass chimney of hers. Got it?
Got it.
Hey, fuckballs! Is that a hard-on? You have a hard-on?
Are you gone? Ugh.
Should you be smoking before you have to sing?
Oh, let's be honest. At this point in my career, I'm only doing it for the money anyway.
Buck, you've worked too hard to really mean that.
No, I worked hard for the beekeeper's daughter. I worked hard for John Wayne's Rainbow Taxi. I worked hard for Minorities Musical. That material was worthy of my talent. For this, working for my agent's summer rental in Lake Cuomo and another round of laser hair removal.
Hmm.
The vaginal gland.
No, I got that.
Break a leg out there, Miss Tremé.
Who the fuck are you?
Oh, Ron. Props. You know, just because I work on the crew doesn't mean I can't be a huge fan. And I am. Of you.
Okay. Anyway.
Oh, it's so weird seeing, you know, you so close. It's like I can reach out and grab you. You know, I won't.
Dude.
Ron, don't you have somewhere you need to be?
If by somewhere to be, you mean backstage at the hottest musical this town's ever seen, then I think I'm in the right spot.
That's not what I mean. Get back to props.
Oh.
Now.
Okay. Time to put on a show.
Ron saunters away.
Kind of unbridled optimism. Literally makes me want to puke. Excuse me while I do that.
Behind center stage.
719-818.
Ryan, stop looking at the audience and get on last looks.
Dude, there's a lot of talent in the house tonight. Check out the 818s in the front row.
818s?
Area code, you know?
No.
Look, first digit's a chick's face, 0 to 9. Second digit, would you do them? 1, you would do them. 0, you wouldn't. 0's a rare, obviously.
Obviously.
Third digit's body. Again. 0 to 9.
Look, Brian, I really don't have time to grasp this incredibly douchey-sounding concept.
Nick! One of the...
A woman approaches.
Look, here comes 717.
Sonny Debbie's mic is all soggy. She needs a new one.
God. Before we do that, Tina, let's just get your costume adjusted here.
He grabs her breasts.
Last looks.
Oh. Keep it classy, dude.
All right, now let's check that panty line.
Nick grabs the microphone.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Broadway's Harper Lee Theater. Please turn off all cell phones, cameras, and other electronic devices. Texting and photography are strictly prohibited.
He notices Chloe talking with a man.
Thank you, and enjoy the show.
You are the type of girl who needs to be swept off her feet. And I might be the guy with the broom.
And where will you be sweeping me?
Well, I might just sweep you to a little spot that I like to call the Fuck Palace.
Her head drops.
Damn it, Lee. No, what the hell's the Fuck Palace?
But that's what I call my apartment.
But your studio apartment in Spanish Harlem's the Fuck Palace?
Yeah, essentially.
She winces.
No,
No. I think, yeah.
Not good? Uh-huh.
Just keep it light. Keep it funny. Okay, girls don't like to feel threatened.
Thank you so much. I'm just having a really hard time getting back in the game after my wife left me.
You're a really, really good guy, and you'll get it. I promise.
Okay.
Thanks. Oh, by the way, before I forget, do you have my money?
What, for the dating lessons?
No, for fantasy football.
Yeah, I just don't have any cash on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
You sure?
No, I mean, let me see.
Yeah, let me just see, too.
No, you don't have to look. You...
She withdraws a bill.
Yeah, that's my emergency 20.
It's my emergency 20 now.
Fine.
Go. You're going to keep practicing your skills tomorrow, okay? You're making progress.
No, I'm not.
Nick walks up.
Damn. Pimps be chasing down them greenbacks.
Yeah, I got all you little bitches on my tip.
Oh, shit.
What you got for daddy?
Is it weird that I'm like...
What?
I'm kind of attracted to gangster Mozart.
You a fan of my motherfucking concerto? You want me to bock it up?
Bock? I get that
like
reference.
A little skedaddle, like, you know... Oh.
She bumps into JC.
Sorry.
I'm afraid this is gonna happen.
What?
Look, last night was fun and all, but the clinginess... It's a turn off. It's easier this way. No strings attached. Catch that?
He glides past them.
You fuck JC? Chazé?
I was really drunk. You know that.
That's cool. You know, it's really none of my business. Showtime. You should probably get the first positions.
Okay.
She jogs off. Nick exits as well.
Showtime. We only get one
opening night. Let's make it count. You got 30 seconds. Roger that. Let's do this.
Nick peeks through the curtains.
Break a leg, guys.
He checks his watch and scrambles away as the lights dim. The curtains part. Mitch rubs his hands together and exhales.
And boombox in 2, 1. Right, smoke. Let me get a little more smoke.
There was a polka dot bikini and a disco dancing duck.
A spotlight hits JC as he emerges from a giant boombox.
They soon ran out of luck. Why was their fame so fleeting?
Go, cruel fate.
Or fickle fans? Cause a shooting star only shot as far as one hit wonderland.
The fuck wrote this show?
We were all once dancing safely, melting when the world was stopped. We relaxed when Frankie told us to, but how quickly we forgot. For every Springsteen, there's a Springfield. For every Beatles, there's Ram Jam. Living in our hearts, forever tapping charts in one hit wonderland.
See, one hit wonderland isn't exactly a place anyone wants to visit. But most people that have success wind up getting a free one-way ticket. One-hit wonders have been around since the first caveman banged two rocks together. But they took off like never before in the 80s.
Chloe and two other white-wigged performers emerge and dance. Nick bobbles his head and lip-syncs the words.
Rock me, I'm a dance!
But the 90s came CD. That meant a whole lot more classics, like this one. Yo, VIP, let's kick it!
Malcolm leads a trio of dancers in sequined red, white, and blue sweatsuits.
Word to you, mother!
Heck, one-hit wonders are even around in the internet age. Right, guys? Do the Harlem Shake!
Red strobes hit the stage as JC and the dancers all squat and thrust. Mitch pumps along backstage. The dancers freeze with their hands in the air. JC takes a long, slow bow.
Oh, please, no. I've relinquished my throne.
Please, won't you indulge us, sing, boy, sing.
Leave me alone.
The lights dim and come back up.
Next up here at the Grantwood Lounge, Baz Paisley.
JC returns with a saxophone.
Made a hit.
hit.
Sorry, I don't play Sex Me Gently anymore. Not on the set list tonight, folks.
You're the one hit wonder, baby.
Nick and Malcolm head backstage.
Yo, Nicky, was I as late as I felt on that last pelvic thrust? Because
I found out.
Oh, Chloe, huh? Who was it?
J.C. Chazet.
Ooh, I would have figured her for a Backstreet Girl.
Nice.
You okay?
Yeah. Well, I'm the one who broke up with her.
Of course, remember? Of course. You thought things were moving way too quickly.
Dude, she wanted to move in.
The only reason you're tripping about moving in with each other is because she's so far out of your league.
Oh, thanks.
No, you know what I'm saying. You break her heart first before she breaks yours. And the funny thing is, y'all been making goo-goo eyes at each other for the last year. We're all sick of it. Everybody's waiting on you to bust a move.
She just fucked the other guy from NSYNC.
I get that, but she was wasted. She probably hasn't had any good dick since you.
Did you just compliment my dick?
I did.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Look, you got to put yourself out there, man. For real.
Oh, crank this. This is my jam. You got to pull the trigger.
No.
Malcolm swipes Nick's walkie-talkie and raps into it.
You're on a mission and you're wishing someone
this is fucking lame.
Condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fun girls, just ugly faces. Some frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. Come on over here without a second to lose. What comes next? Hey, bust a move.
He tosses it to another dancer. They chuck it around the room as Nick grabs for it. Emotional Eric wraps a feather boa around Nick's neck. The dancers form a tight circle around Nick.
Break it down for me, fellas.
They shimmy and sway and push him forward.
5, 6, 7, 8. Can I have the walkie-talkie back?
You're kidding me.
Eric shakes Nick by the shoulders.
Show how it's done.
One dancer breakdances athletically, doing flips and handstands. The next dancer waves his arms in front of him, then sends an invisible bite down his throat and into his stomach, undulating his midsection. Nick chuckles. Malcolm is next, and he does the robot. He pauses and continues in slow motion. The other dancers dip around him synchronously. Nick pulls a digital music player out of its dock, stopping the music.
That was charging.
Mickey stands backstage and Ron approaches carrying a set of huge chopsticks.
Hey, Ron. Hey, man.
Hey.
Listen, I am kind of looking to take things up a notch tonight.
You holding anything?
What do you mean?
Like Oxys, Bennies, Xanny bars.
Oh, drugs? No. I don't do drugs. When I want to get high, I just take in the energy and excitement and the talent of everybody backstage, including yours, Mickey.
Fuck you, Ron.
Have a great trip.
Ladies, you holding anything? Oxy.
Hey, Brooke.
Nick knocks on Brooke's door.
You ready to rock?
Yeah. Let's just walk the plank and get it over with, shall we?
Wow. Motivational and inspirational. Ah! Oh, my God. Brooke.
She's on the ground, knocked out.
Jesus. Brooke, are you okay? Brooke, can you hear me? God damn it, Ron, what the fuck happened?
I was bringing the chopstick back, to do the turning Japanese number. So I called my name and I turned around
too?
And I just
no, what
her.
Happened? What? She's not dead. Just calm down. Alex, leave the medic backstage. Stat.
You got it.
Oh, fuck, is that blood?
Oh, no, I actually just dropped the bucket of fake soy sauce.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, good thing it wasn't real soy sauce. Or we'd be in a very
sticky situation.
Nick glares at Ron.
I will choke you. Do you hear me? I'll fucking strangle you until you're fucking dead, okay?
Point taken.
Move.
Lee kneels by Brooke.
Okay. Brooke, can you hear me? Okay, she's breathing.
Oh, thank you. Oh, John 3:16.
Thank God.
Follow my finger with your eyes.
Woozily, she flops her entire head.
Oh, boy.
Just with your eyes, not your head.
She pries her eyelids open.
That's not better.
No, this is clearly not working.
She sucks Lee's finger.
Okay, she has a concussion, so let's get her to her room.
Okay, please. A little help here?
Sorry, I can't help with my condition.
3 days, Monica. 3 days.
No, come on. Who's responsible for this shit?
It was an accident, Mr. Goldmeyer. I don't think
anyone saw what happened.
Oh, really? Well, I could give a steaming pile of fucking Tiny Dancer shit here, you understand? I want names.
Then it was me.
Oh, no.
It's okay, Nick. It was me. Hi, Mr. Goldmeyer. Ron Burke, props. I actually knocked her unconscious with a giant chopstick. Guess I was never good with chopsticks, you know?
You're fired.
What? No, wait, look, I know it's a lot to take in the moment. Maybe we just take a deep cleansing breath and just...
Get the fuck out of my face!
Totally trust your judgment. Great call. Bye-bye.
Who is this fucking asshole, Nick? You and your job exist so that shit like this doesn't happen!
I know. I'm sorry.
Well? Fuck! We got no choice. Get the understudy ready.
But it's opening night, isn't it? It's, like, too risky, right?
Do I pay you for your opinion, Beaker?
Beaker?
Beaker! He's a Muppet with the fucking hair like yours and a... Just get her changed and get her through makeup! The show goes the fuck on!
Nick looks down the hallway. As he walks, the crowd of performers parts and a nervous Chloe stands before him.
Oh my God, Nick, is this really happening?
It's happening.
I'm shaking.
Come on, we don't have a lot of time, Gangsta Mozart. Brian, Chloe's filling in for Brooke. I need her changed and touched up, like, yesterday.
Oh my God, Nick, this is so crazy. You know, I only signed up to understudy for the extra pay, right?
I know. Well, you know, if you want, Brandy knows the role.
What do you mean?
She could do it.
But I didn't say that I can't do it. God, I can't believe you're bringing your own insecurities into this right now.
My insecurities?
Whatever, stage fright.
That's ridiculous. I'm just scared. For you.
Projecting.
Brian, could you shut the fuck up?
No, he's actually right. Ever since Brasilia closed, I haven't heard you sing not once. You know that? Not even in karaoke.
Flip.
That was a choice. I stopped performing because I was sick of it. You want to know the truth? Musicals suck, okay? This whole industry is a joke. I mean, not...
Chloe adjusts the gold strapless dress.
Wow. Thanks.
Alex, what's your 20? Wow. I need you to get Chloe to her to Brooke's mark 5 minutes ago.
Oh, God. Hey, thanks for the great pep talk.
Alex spirits Chloe away, leaving a dejected Nick.
You're only a one-hit wonder until your second hit.
I can't take it anymore!
A dancer joins Chloe.
Don't fuck it up.
Malcolm gives Chloe a hug.
You got this, baby girl. Mm-hmm. You got this.
Thanks, babe.
Go. Go, bitch.
Well, it all comes down to this. Goodbye, world. Goodbye, life. Whatever that magic was that allowed me to write Sex Me Gently, I lost it years ago.
Chloe puts on a crown.
It's not fair to give a person so much just to take it away. It's just not fair.
Chloe enters stage left.
One-hit wonders are trapped in a jail called the past. And it's a life sentence. There's no escape except this.
On stage, JC stands on a bridge. Chloe waits below.
Who are you?
JC looks down at Chloe, whose eyes dart around.
Seriously, tell me, who are you?
Chloe's eyes shoot down, her breaths quick and shallow. Mitch's eyes go wide backstage.
No, 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 no. Talk. Just fucking say words.
Mitch moves his fingers in a talking motion. JC stares at Chloe.
I am the ghost of greatest hits past. And I've come to take you to a place called One Hit Wonderland.
Oh. One hit wonders are all lame and manufactured. Every single one of them, especially mine.
Join me, Baz. You'll see.
I'm scared.
He clutches a pole.
There's nothing to be scared of.
Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. I saw the world crashing all around your face. Never really knowing it was always machinations. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Okay.
You've getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Chloe stands on a platform with a large blue circle that has risen to the level of the bridge. Mitch spreads his arms with a big smile. On stage, gold sparklers shoot up from the stage. Chloe beams out at the audience.
So, will you come with me?
Anywhere.
They reach their arms out to each other. Now, performers pile off stage flanking Chloe. JC taps her on the shoulder.
Ready? Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, you did a great job out there.
Really?
Honestly, when I first saw you come out on stage, I was like, holy shit, girl's gone full-blown stalker. But then you opened your mouth. Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, this changes everything.
So.
Oh, you'll see.
Hey, you were great out there.
Thank you. I think it was your words of encouragement that made all the difference.
She walks away. Malcolm approaches.
Now what happened?
I fucked it up, like always.
Cheer up. I could tell you an inspirational story that might raise your spirits.
Okay, what story?
The one where I power bottled Brandy's boyfriend.
Oh, well. Whisk me away.
So after the dress rehearsal, we all go to Joe Allen's. So it was me, Brandy, and her fine-ass boyfriend. Uh-huh. We're bullshitting, right? And I swear to you, I was feeling a vibe.
Oh, like a do-me vibe?
Total do-me vibe.
Right.
So she goes to the bathroom. I slide next to him. I'm like, yo, are we vibing? Mm-hmm. Dude looks at me dead in my face, grabs my balls, and goes, let's light this candle.
Holy shit.
He's poetic, too.
Yeah, well, obviously.
God, I had no idea he was gay.
Nick. There's a gay man in all of us.
Some of us a little further than others.
Exactly. So, she comes back from the bathroom. Real sneaky like. He says, so, we're gonna do this or what?
Uh-huh.
I said, baby, I am hard right now. And my shit was like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel you. Did you wrap it up?
Oh, like a Hanukkah present. Shalom.
Word.
So, he's real slick, says he's sick. He leaves. I wait 5 minutes. I follow his ass all the way back to Brandy's apartment.
You banged Brandy's boyfriend in her apartment?
This I did. She walks in on me tapping that ass on the bidet.
On the bidet?
On the bidet. Water was flying everywhere. She came in, slipped.
Wait. The bidet was on?
Oh, I wouldn't recommend it at a novice level.
Listen. Bro, favor.
Sure.
JC whisks Nick away.
Anal whores!
Bitch, you better watch this face. I'm on Broadway.
Why are you telling everybody that you fucked my boyfriend?
You know what? I understand why you're in denial. You obviously weren't fulfilling him sexually, and I'm a much, 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 much.
He takes a swig of his drink.
Much better lover than you.
I am a fantastic lover. I am the hottest piece of ass in musical theater, and I can get any guy I want.
Okay, but not while I'm around.
Fine. Pick any guy. I will bet you that I can get him to do me before you.
Oh, you're serious? Okay. Xavier.
The new guy? Isn't he gay?
Well, early reconnaissance says he's bi, single, and shaved.
What is there? Some kind of underground gay intel network?
All I know is he's bi, fair fight.
Fine. First one to bang Ricky Martin. It is on, Don Juan.
You got it for a burger.
Ass taxi?
Dildo diva.
Butt slut.
Queef queen.
Taint tickler.
Jizz junkie.
Bitch tits.
Fuck bucket.
Turd burglar.
Malcolm considers.
Twat waffle.
Pecker wrecker.
Cum bunny.
Grundle bundle.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Douche nozzle.
Cock pocket. Cock pocket.
Grinder goblin.
Adolf Titler.
Sip.
Hard on be gone.
Wait a minute.
Neandra whore.
Something gay.
Pancake nipples.
Fuck you, they're proportional.
She stomps away.
Hey man, what's up?
Intermission.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to make sure that new star finds her way to my dressing room.
Oh. Why?
We should just go over some stuff in the second act. Go over some steps. You know how clumsy I can be with these size 12s.
It's JC. Chloe's special. She's not like all these other chorus girls, you know?
Nick. Look.
JC points to a line of chorus girls.
One. Two. Three. Four. Five.
What?
Everybody's in the car, so come on, let's ride.
Okay, you're not on stage anymore, so, you know, there's no need to sing.
Angela, okay. Pamela, yeah. Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, they're only getting sweeter.
Please don't encourage him.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Amy by my side. A little bit of Eileen's what I need.
JC motorboats a dancer.
Let's wrap it up.
A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Debbie all night long. A little bit of Jessica in the can. A little bit of you makes me your man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
One dancer twerks on JC while others surround him. JC spins another dancer onto his arm and flips her over backwards. He hoists the woman high and upside down, her legs spread, putting his face just above her crotch.
Great. Got it now. Chloe, my dressing room. Intermission.
God, I fucking hate Broadway.
Nick enters Brooke's room.
Hey. How we doing, Brooke?
Aspirin.
Alex, we got eyes on Lee out there?
Negative, sorry,
it's
Nick.
It's thumping so hard I want to kill myself.
Okay. Oh, maybe Lee's got something over here in his bag.
Nick finds a pill bottle in Lee's jacket.
Oh! Look at that! Just take two of these. Lean forward.
Her face collapses onto Nick's palm.
Okay. And lean back.
He pushes her upright.
And just, we're gonna kind of do it together then. Great.
In the hallway.
Hey, sorry, I got caught watching the show. You seen Chloe out there? She's like a star.
Oh. Cool. Look, Brooke was complaining about her headache, so I gave her some of the aspirin from your jacket.
My jacket?
Yeah.
Nick! Those are ecstasy!
Ecstasy?
Shh!
Lee, you're the fucking stage medic. What are you doing with a bottle of ecstasy marked aspirin?
I started clubbing again, okay? I gotta get back out there. It's the only way I can meet interesting women.
Interesting women?
Okay, fine. Young women. But what were you doing going through my jacket?
Jesus Christ.
No. We're fine. Just stay calm.
Well, you know, I only gave her two.
Two? We're fucked!
Brooke!
Brooke!
How you doing?
You doing better?
Okay, good.
Okay, listen. Yeah. We're gonna need you to throw up.
You're gonna have to upchuck, what? Okay?
Yeah, it'll make you feel better.
Just spill. Pull the trigger.
I don't do that anymore.
Okay, Brooke, please? What? Can you just...
No!
Okay. Hold her hands. Here's what's gonna happen.
Lee tries to stick his finger down her throat.
We're fine. Brooke, come on. I'm sorry. I should wash my fingers. You're right.
Jesus Christ. Okay, we just roofied a Broadway star. A former Broadway star.
Keep going.
Someone who's been on Broadway before.
She's gonna die, is she?
No. She'll just experience extreme euphoria, heightened tactile sensory perception, and maybe some mild hallucinations.
Wow, when you say it like that, you almost sound like a real doctor.
Nick, do you have eyes on Lee? Graham just turned his ankle coming off stage.
Okay, we got a turned ankle out there.
Look, I'm on it, but somebody's gotta watch Brooke.
I'll find someone. Just try not to drop acid with Graham.
Too soon, Nick. Be professional.
Ron walks by.
Ron! Oh, Ron. Hey, I need you to look after Brooke for me.
Yeah, but Mr. Goldmeyer fired me.
Look, if you do this for me right now, I promise I'll get you back on the show.
Really? You do that for me?
Oh, yeah, sure. Look, now, when she wakes up, she might be acting a little funny because of the concussion.
Sure.
That's normal. Just the important thing to remember is, don't let her out of the room, okay? Under no circumstances, Ron, does Brooke leave this room. You understand?
You can count on me, Nick. I will not let you down.
I really want to believe that, Ron.
I want to believe it, too.
Okay. Here's my walkie-talkie.
Okay.
Call me if there's any problem, okay?
Awesome. Nick.
I remember.
I'm in a real hurry.
I remember.
You remember what?
Brasilia. That's the show I saw you in, yes?
Yeah.
I know it closed opening night, but I just want to tell you, it was really, really great. You were singing, you were dancing, you were your thing, man. But I didn't understand what you were saying so much. I used to don't speak English good, as I do now.
Oh, sorry. Best review yet.
So why are you not performing no more?
Look, Xavier, shouldn't you be warming up for the next summer? Sorry.
Nick scampers away. Xavier heads upstairs, where Malcolm stretches on a ballet ball.
Yo, Xavier.
Ow!
Malcolm spanks him.
Sorry, did I hurt you just now?
No, it's fine. It's just my hamstring. It's a little angry.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, hamstring. You know I'm a licensed physical therapist, don't you?
Now, Malcolm stretches Xavier's leg on a massage table.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. Maybe we could get a drink after the show tonight.
Oh, you mean the cast party?
Yeah, I like that. Cast party for two.
Ooh. Your hand.
Yeah.
It's on my taint.
Xavier's eyes are wide.
Oh, no, that's exactly where it's supposed to be. It helps to stretch.
I think I need more surgery.
No. All right, I'll call you later to finalize those plans. Don't forget the ice.
Xavier hurries away. Brandy walks over.
Oh, crash and burn, no survivors.
Oh, but look, they found the little black box. What's it say? That Malcolm survived because he used his big black cock as a flotation device. Boom.
Go fuck yourself.
On stage.
Is that me?
Yep. You're about to lose your virginity.
Well, please, can we just stop the flashback?
You have such hatred for one-hit wonders. But there's something here you must see.
Why won't you go to prom with me?
I'm already going with Kyle Masterson.
Oh, come on, Megan. He won't treat you right.
I've never been much for fairy tales, 'cause fairy tales don't come true.
Chloe, in the middle of a show.
I wanted to say I'm sorry about earlier.
She deliberately tried to psych me out.
Look, you were right, okay? I was scared. Maybe because of my previous experience, maybe because of the stress of the night, but look, you gotta know, I would never deliberately sabotage you or the show.
He swallows. Chloe blinks and looks around.
All right. You know, this isn't even what I wanted.
Friends?
Yeah. Friends.
Brian pops up.
Chloe, let's adjust that top real quick.
They jog away, back on stage.
Oh, Bazzy, you're so romantic.
With all the money and the fame, I forgot why I originally wrote that song. It was for love.
I don't want to drag you down, but give you the third degree. I just want to kiss you soft and sex you gently. I want to sex you gently.
Brooke reclines with her eyes closed and a big smile.
Hey, Brooke.
How are you?
Ron walks over and holds Brooke's elbows. She reaches up and touches his face.
Hi. Hello.
Oh, my, that's nice.
This
feels so good.
Nothing.
So like light.
Good.
She sits up and holds her face, then shivers and leans back.
Oh my God. Wow.
Should they want me to wait outside?
No. I want to feel your shape.
Okay, my shape?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing.
What?
It's like a perfect orb.
You know, I don't have a swimmer's body, but I mean...
Swimming, yeah. I want some water. Can I have some water?
Yes. Good idea. Actually, you can put a little bit of water here. You just drink this down.
She pours the water onto her mouth, and it spills down her chest.
No. You get it?
I get down a flowing stream like a babbling brook. Like a babbling brook. Like my name. Like Brooke, like my name.
Yeah.
She splashes Ron.
Swim with me, come on, let's...
Brooke, I'm feeling a little scared.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you doing?
I gotta float. Will you float with me, Ron?
Sure. Okay, yeah. I don't know if I'm following the whole thing.
Have you ever done the butterfly?
Okay.
It's really hard, stroke.
Nick, I think we got a problem.
What is this? This is a little bit much.
Just keep that on. Keep that on. No.
Let's go.
Okay.
She throws off her robe and runs out of the room.
Shit! Nick! Come in.
What's wrong?
Brooke is gone.
What happened?
Check this out. She strips down to her bra and panties, right? She's trying to seduce me.
We don't have time for this. We need to find her. Alex, what's your... Jesus.
Alex pops up.
Brooke's missing. Find Lee. Start looking. You check wardrobe and crafty. He checks bathrooms and dressing rooms. Ron, you're on everything else. Let's do it.
Nick scrambles throughout the backstage area.
I'm going to check the lobby out here.
Have you seen Brooke?
No.
Is Brooke missing?
Just remain calm for once.
I'm an emotional person. It's who I am.
Hey, buddy. Little Bird said there was some ecstasy floating around here.
Not now, Mickey. Brooke!
He leaps over a prop and rendezvous with Lee, Alex, and Ron.
No, no sign of her.
No one's seen her.
I got nothing.
Shit. Where haven't we checked?
Outside?
Right now, that would be our best case scenario.
The pit.
Nick slides down the ladder into the pit. He opens the door and a trombonist points behind him.
Brooke is in the elevator. I'm gonna miss my cue. Brooke, please, you gotta get out of there. Come on.
You're so good.
You're rolling on ecstasy.
Oh, I feel like I'm 25 again. I'm about to go out on stage for that very first time. You remember that feeling? Whole career ahead of you with an arrow shooting straight up. You remember that feeling?
I do. But I also remember the feeling that comes right after that, Brooke. A giant fucking arrow pointing straight down.
She grabs him and pulls him into the elevator. He shuts her out and she shuts the cage on him, hitting a button.
Fuck. Hit the button.
The elevator rises, carrying Nick to center stage. The spotlight hits him. Nick looks around, sweating. Mitch's eyes go wide and his jaw drops. Nick tries to maneuver his way off the set, but there are no clear paths.
Could you just thank him?
He trips and falls off the set piece.
Fuck!
He topples again as he tries to scamper away. He finally makes it off stage. JC and Chloe look around.
Ghost! What the hell was that?
Oh. There's always a few glitches while traveling through flashbacks. Totally normal. Back to the music, shall we?
Come on!
Upside, inside out!
Nick, are you okay? What the hell was that?
Brooke, Brooke was gonna ruin the show.
What the dick was that?
Are
we having a stroke? What, are you trying to reclaim your 15 minutes of fame?
You are trying to sabotage the show.
I was trying to save the show.
You're just lucky Nick Lachey is quick on his feet with the improv out there. And you, young lady, are a goddamn star.
Thank you, sir.
One more fuck up out of you, and you're gonna be stage managing shows down in Tijuana where donkeys fuck humans. Donkeys! Penetrating human beings. You coordinating the whole thing. Great job, everybody! Keep up the good work! That's what I'm talking about!
That's 15 minutes for intermission, everybody.
What's wrong with you, Nick?
What's wrong with me?
You broke up with me, you know? And I've been totally cool about it, completely cool about it. Then you psych me out before I go on stage, now this.
Okay. I'm so sorry that I'm ruining...
I don't have time for your bullshit. I gotta go to JC's room to rehearse.
Oh! Yeah, go rehearse with JC. We all know what that means. Just make sure he doesn't rehearse all over that new costume of yours.
Chloe recoils.
You're an asshole.
She storms off.
Fuck.
All right, everybody, that's 15 minutes for intermission.
Mickey sneaks over to a makeup table and picks up an aerosol can. He gives it a shake and walks off with it. Meanwhile, Brandy peeks around a dress at Xavier.
Xavier, hey, can you come and help me with this quick change?
Brian available?
No, Brian, no available.
thank you so much. I just always have so much trouble with this quick change, so I'm just going to take that off. You can help me do that.
She bends over, pushing her behind into Xavier's crotch.
Are you stuck?
No, I'm not stuck. You know what? Can you just undo my bra for me, please?
He does so with one hand.
Oh, wow, you are so quick on the trigger.
No.
Where are you going?
I need to practice my next steps because I'm so new.
No, you're not going anywhere until you tell me what you think.
What?
Of these big old titties.
What are you doing?
It's so hot, right? It's like raw sexual tension.
Whoa, I'm feeling something.
Yeah, I feel it too.
He grasps her breasts.
I think I feel how you say a lamp?
A lamp? A lamp of what?
Yeah, like maybe a cancer lamp or something here in your left boobie.
Oh my God. Oh, I've never felt that before.
Probably it's nothing, but it's also probably very serious. You should get this checked out.
He exits. Brandy looks down at her breast. Nick approaches Brian outside JC's dressing room.
Hey, man. Is Chloe in there?
Yeah, but she might be a while. You know they hooked up last night, right?
I think that was just kind of a one-time thing.
I don't know, man. JC's always been a pimp. I heard he got to all the girls on the Mickey Mouse Club first.
Brittany, Christina, Carrie Russell, Ryan Gosling's mom.
Hey, Nikki, what's up, guy?
Hey, I just wanted to check in on your Act 2 cues. Is that one that you kept missing in rehearsal?
Yes.
Before come, baby come. I got it now.
Thanks for the heads up.
Sure. Anything else?
Nick looks at Chloe, and she turns away.
I guess not.
All right, then. Bye-bye-bye.
JC shuts the door.
Bye-bye.
Nick closes his eyes. He leans against the wall, arms crossed. Mickey rounds the corner, his arms full of junk.
Mickey, what are you doing with... What is that, duct tape? Industrial lubricant? Is that a 12-pack of scented plug-ins?
Just being inventive, man, you know?
Desperate times.
10 minutes left in intermission, everyone. 10 minutes. Enjoy.
Nick glances at JC's door. Inside, JC serenades Chloe.
She's like the wind through my tree. She rides the night next to me. She leads me through moonlight only to burn me with the sun. She's taking my heart and she doesn't know what she's done. Just a fool to believe I am anything she needs.
I'm such a cornball.
Chloe looks away.
What's up, funny?
Oh, it's funny. It's... Oh, God, you're serious. Oh, you mean this actually works for you?
This works 100% of the time.
I'm really sorry, then, because it's not doing it for me.
Because you have no soul and you don't like awesome, awesome music?
No, I appreciate the gesture, but this is just not my thing, you know?
Your thing? Enlighten me.
Really?
He purses his lips and nods.
Okay, well, first of all, any one of, like, the million girls that you've ever sung that to only went for it because you're J.C. Chazé. That's it. Second, you look at this room, we're, like, sitting in a shrine to you. Your whole thing is just, like, it's just a smokescreen.
Okay. Thank you for the life lessons, chorus girl.
He stands and turns away.
I'm sorry. J.C., listen, I get it. Rejection is hard. For everyone. But if I may please tell you that if you ever want a real relationship with anybody that's worthwhile, you're gonna have to cut the bullshit.
He averts his gaze, but his face softens.
Yeah, I do want that.
Then you gotta be willing to be vulnerable. You have to be willing to fall, like, flat on your face sometimes, you know? You have to, like, strike out.
I gotta strike out more.
Please.
You mean, like, serenading you
Like a douchebag.
Yes. Let's call that one strike one.
Deal. Or, oh.
He walks over to a cardboard cutout of himself.
Beautiful thing here.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely strike two.
Perfect. Okay. I'm swinging hard. How about arm come right down the middle?
Okay.
I'm the other guy from NSYNC.
Chloe's face becomes serious.
Nobody cares anymore. So I bullshit. Because...
He slowly rocks his shoulders side to side.
That's what bullshitters do.
He nervously scratches his head.
I'm never gonna get what I really want. I'm never gonna get someone amazing like you.
She smiles with warm eyes, then turns her head.
Strike three.
I know.
No. No. No, that was actually a base hit.
They smile softly at each other.
I think you should go first.
Chloe exits with a smile, and Nick chases her down.
Hey!
Hey.
What's going on in there?
Nothing. We just had a really nice conversation.
Oh, okay. Did he tell you that God must have spent a little more time on you?
No, he invited me to the Hamptons with him, though.
What?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I told him that I would think about it.
Seriously?
She nods.
Yeah. No, he really opened up to me. Just really nice when a man has the balls to put himself out there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What's that supposed to mean?
Look, is there something that you want to say to me, Nick?
He gazes at her with an open mouth. She pinches her lips together and looks down.
I didn't think so.
She walks away. Nick stands alone in the hallway.
Nope.
Elsewhere backstage, Malcolm browses on his phone. Brandy storms in.
Hey, rim job. Any late-breaking developments?
Let me think. Oh, there's a rumor going around that you got titty cancer?
It's a benign fibrocystic mass. Anyway, I was just coming in here to offer my condolences.
Condolences for what?
Oh, losing the contest. See, I'm about to take Xavier down, and I am pulling out all the stops.
Well, I would love to see you in action.
Genie gonna grant your wish, motherfucker.
She grabs a rolling chair and drags it to the center of the room.
Hey! Xavier! Hit it, bitches!
She struts over to Xavier and crooks a finger in his shirt, pulling him to the chair and shoving him in.
Oh, you're gonna want to sit down for this. What boys like.
She cups Xavier's hands on her breasts as other women dance beside her.
I never let them. I know what boys like. Boys like. Boys like me.
Brandy jumps in his arms, then stands. The women caress Xavier.
You're so much different.
Malcolm returns with a feather boa, riding a wheeled clothes rack.
Sweat, baby, sex of the Texas drought. Me and you do the kind of stuff that only Prince would sing about. So put your hands down my pants, I bet you feel nuts. Yes, I'm Cisco, yes, I'm Ebert, and you're getting two thumbs up. Do it now. You and me, baby, we ain't nothing but mammals. So let's do like they do on the Discovery Channel. Getting funny now. You and me, baby.
Malcolm struts up to Xavier and pulls him up, but Brandy comes between them.
Okay, Miss Teddy, let's do this.
Buckle up, biatch.
Ready, ladies? Xavier smiles as Brandy and the women shake and strut in sync. The men respond with tight arm moves and leg kicks. Now the teams form a circle. A male dancer does a one-armed handstand, pumping his legs in the air. A woman kicks her leg up to the side of her head, then pirouettes. She tosses her hair and shakes invisible dice. Another dancer leaps forward, pumping his arms. He windmills them around his head, then leans over with his hands on his knees. A female dancer twirls her head, then high kicks and drops into a wide split and twerks. Now Brandy sashays in, kicking high and bending over backwards.
You like how that tastes?
She dances over to Malcolm, who thrusts his right hip as he moves toward her, pushing her backward. He puts a hand on his hip and gestures with the other. Now Malcolm and Brandy strut as the other dancers form a tight circle around them. She fake slaps him and he reciprocates. The teams line up and face each other as his dancers move behind him. One crawls between his legs and Malcolm lifts his arms towards Brandy. One of her dancers squeezes her breasts.
Well, who's gonna be Guy?
I don't know what to say.
Do the right thing and pick me.
Do the wrong thing and pick me. Yeah. It's much hotter.
I must admit, at first, I was like creeped out by you guys. Like a lot.
Oh, thank you.
But now with the singing and the dancing, I mean, that was really, really nice. Do I have to choose right now here?
Yes, you have to choose right now right here.
Okay. Well, you both were amazing. But I think in the end, I must choose.
His eyes dart between Brandy and Malcolm.
Malcolm.
Yeah. What? Why? Why him and not me?
You're too mean and pushy.
Don't worry. We'll video it and you can watch.
Malcolm puts his arm around Xavier and Brandy storms away, eyes welling. Nick enters.
What are you guys doing? We're back in 30 seconds. Get in costume.
The dancers scramble, but Malcolm hesitates, staring in the direction of where Brandy exited.
Mickey, what are you doing? Get to the pit.
Mickey has built an elaborate drug machine with hoses and a water cooler.
Let's get turned up.
Back on stage, Chloe and JC are in a graveyard.
Here lies Baz Paisley. He only had one hit? I knew it.
But it is that very fear that is making this your destiny.
What do you mean?
You're so frightened you may never have another hit. It actually stopped you from writing one. You see, sometimes when we want something so bad, we push it away. Because we can't stand the thought of reaching for it and failing.
Nick furrows his brow at the comment.
What's happening?
Time together is over, Baz.
You can't leave. I need you.
Remember, one-hit wonders are trapped in the past. But the future is yet to be written.
Chloe steps back and disappears from the stage.
No!
That's a wrap on the Ghost of Greatest Hits Pass. 10 minutes till curtain call.
Chloe passes Brooke's room.
My costume fits you nicely.
Chloe stops and looks back at the open door.
Oh, Brooke, hi.
She steps inside.
How are you feeling?
Like there's a black hole in my brain and it keeps expanding.
It's true.
Yeah, Nick club drugged me, and now I'm trapped in a room with a babysitter.
Yeah, I'm just keeping the vibe kind of mellow. Jazzy.
God, it's like he's trying to make this night a complete disaster, you know?
Well, I hope you're enjoying the spotlight.
Come on, you'll be in this costume tomorrow.
Don't patronize me. I used to be the engineer once. Now look at your future.
I just think you're just having a bad night.
Try a bad decade.
I know what you're thinking.
You're thinking I'm never gonna end up like Brooke Tremé.
Thinking.
You will. One day. Eventually. Tide rolls in and you're all washed up.
Brooke drops her head.
Once upon a time.
She lifts it and looks at Chloe.
I was falling in love. Now I'm only falling apart. There's nothing you can do. It's a total eclipse of the heart.
Brooke, who had been sitting at her dressing room table, stands and steps close to Chloe with a knowing smile.
I hope you enjoy tonight, Brothers.
She places a tiara on Chloe's head.
Because tonight's the best it's going to get.
Brooke cups Chloe's chin, then turns away. Chloe blinks rapidly and exits. She stands outside the room, an uncertain look on her face.
Hey! Are you working for the electrical crew now?
Huh?
Well, every time you go out there, you light up the stage. Sexy lady! Oh, hey, by the way, I hope you enjoy the view in that dressing room, because tomorrow night, that's going to be yours.
Wait, you're firing Brooke?
Well, I prefer to call it shit-canning, but yeah. We're putting that cow out to pasture. And I did say cow. We're having steak tonight!
Chloe looks back at the dressing room door. She turns and walks forward, her expression blank. She drops her head and pulls off the tiara. Meanwhile, Brandy sits on a piano bench and blows her nose. Malcolm approaches.
What? Come to wag your shit-covered dick in my face? Look, I get it. I lost everything.
You didn't lose everything.
I lost the competition. I lost my kind of boyfriend, and I definitely lost whatever it was that made men attracted to me in the first place.
I have to tell you something.
What?
Xavier's gay.
You said he was bi.
Like, really gay. Like Nathan Lane, fellating Neil Patrick Harris at the Tonys, gay.
Is that true?
Totally. I feel really bad about how hard I was on you. So I'd like to make it up to you. I'd like for you to join Xavier and me in a threesome.
You don't mean that.
Oh, I mean it. I do.
She smiles.
Really?
It's a mature thing to do.
And you think that I'm hot enough?
Let's ask a straight guy. Brian!
Brian appears.
Yo, what's happening?
Area code this bitch.
Feeling generous. 617.
I'll take it.
You'll take it?
Malcolm and Brandy high five. In a dressing room, Chloe has changed into street clothes.
So that's it?
Nick enters.
You're actually going away with him?
I'm not. I'm quitting the show.
What?
I'm leaving New York for good.
Wait, you're quitting everything?
Tonight was supposed to be the most important night for me, and it's... I just saw where things were headed. Do you want to know when I was the happiest? Back when I was a chorus girl. And we were together. And it was just the two of us eating shitty late-night pizza after the show and just going to karaoke with Malcolm. That was enough for me. But I guess that wasn't enough for you.
No, it was.
Why'd you end it?
I thought that maybe we were moving a little...
Moving fast? Nick, I wanted to move in after 4 years together. And you got stage fright.
He looks at the floor.
But I get it. That's your thing. You know what? I'm gonna do you a favor and I'll be the one to put myself out there.
She shrugs and raises her eyebrows.
I still love you.
Nick's jaw twitches.
You want me to say I love you? I mean, I do.
She throws her hands up and sits. She buries her face in her hands. She jerks up, still not looking at Nick. She shakes her head.
You know, when the night is falling,
Chloe looks into Nick's eyes.
You cannot find the light. If you feel your dreams dying, hold tight.
She stands and approaches him.
Don't let go. You've got the music in you. One dance left. The world is gone to pull through. Don't give up. You've got a reason to live. You can't forget. You only get what you get.
She caresses his face.
Am I supposed to sing back to you or something? I don't...
Nick, I promise that if you open up, you won't get hurt. Okay?
I don't know what you want.
Chloe brushes a hair from her face.
No, you don't.
She steps away and picks up her backpack.
I guess you never will. I gotta go say goodbye to everybody.
Wait, you're not even gonna stay for your curtain call? What, Chloe, this is your shot. You're just gonna throw it away?
Learn from the best.
Nick blinks and stares, his mouth open.
Nick, where are you?
In the hallway.
Nick, it's your 20. Not a great time for a coffee break. Nick!
Alex, one of the lighting cables for the closing number is out.
Is it true? Chloe's quitting the show.
Alex, I sweat through again. My nips are showing. I can't go on stage like this. My dad's in the front row.
Guys, stress like this can cause premature labor. Okay. Everybody, calm the fuck down! Eric, life is dramatic, so do what everybody else does and pop a Xanax, huh? Brian, Debbie needs a costume switch, stat, and Monica, I vote Republican, but I will personally abort your would-be baby if it means you stop talking about it every 5 seconds!
The actors stare at her with wide eyes.
Well, go!
Everyone scatters. Alex smiles in surprise. Meanwhile, Malcolm steps outside and finds Nick.
Yo. You know they're looking for you in there, right?
Chloe's quitting the show.
Wait, what?
Nick leans against a wall.
She's quitting because of me.
Go get her.
Try. It's too late.
Malcolm tilts his head to get a better view of Nick's expression.
So what, that's it?
Nick turns to face Malcolm, tears in his eyes.
Did you know that this show's about me? A loser who had one shot and blew it.
Not Brasilia again, baby. You gotta get over that shit.
How? Everything that's wrong in my life can be traced back to that one night.
Do you know how many shows close opening night? I know. I've been there. Yes, it knocks you down, but you gotta get your ass back up and get to stepping.
No, Malcolm, that was my shot.
Take another shot. You're only a one-hit wonder until your next hit, right?
Nick shakes his head.
I fucked it up. That's what I do. I fuck everything up!
Yes! Okay? You fucked up. Way worse than before. You fucked up so much, ain't nothing left to fuck up. I'm so sick of you, man. I'm sick of you always feeling sorry for yourself. I'm sick of you never wanting to take chances. I was gonna say it's a shitty way to live life, but you don't really live life, do you?
Malcolm and Nick stare at each other until Malcolm looks down, shaking his head.
You a punk, man.
He strides away.
Fucking punk.
Nick, Mr. Goldmine's pretty pissed off.
Nick stares ahead, eyes unfocused. Nick chucks his headset and walkie-talkie into the ground and heads back inside. He peels off his coat and drops it as he marches forward. Nick strides through the backstage rooms with a determined frown. He passes a stagehand and heads through a curtain. He brushes past Mitch and enters stage left.
And sex you gently. I wanna sex you gently.
JC notices Nick, who takes center stage. Nick's face is awash in red light. His mouth opens and closes. Malcolm and other performers stand on platforms behind him.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what I've done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad.
A spotlight hits Nick.
When it's through, it's through.
He holds up a hand to shield his face. Elsewhere, Chloe climbs a staircase. She stops and turns her head.
Come on over. Let me be the one. The.
Nick looks around nervously and swallows. Malcolm nods.
You got it.
Chloe appears in the audience, and Nick spots her.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you feel it too. Waiting on a line of greens and blues.
Nick and Malcolm smile at each other.
Just to be the next to be with you.
Chloe beams.
Build up your confidence so you can be on top for once. Wake up, who cares about
little Nick shoves JC and takes the mic. Much.
I've seen it all go down. Our game of love was all rained out. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to hold you.
I'm the one who wants to be.
He turns at the sound of their voices. In the orchestra pit, Mickey shakes uncontrollably.
Why be alone when we can be together, baby?
Nick jumps off the stage and points at Chloe.
I can make you start to smile.
Chloe walks into the aisle, grinning as Nick walks toward her, spotlight on him. Audience members stand as he passes.
Just to be the next to be with you.
Nick and Chloe hold hands. Backstage, Mitch cheers.
You! Yeah! I can't do that.
He tries to whistle with his fingers.
What'd you think?
A little pitchy.
Oh, yeah, I'm out of practice.
Nick and Chloe kiss.
That's my man.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, come on, bitches!
Remaining opening titles, Zach Cregger, Brian Husky, Johnny Ray Gill, Peter Serafinowicz. Outtakes appear, Brandy does a silly dance. Nick skids down a hallway and hits a wall.
Fuck you!
Malcolm gestures at the camera, Ron fumbles opening Brooke's door.
Mammy's looking down on me from space.
Do you mean heavens?
I mean space.
JC flips a dancer. Malcolm slips and falls. JC sits up, his shirt unbuttoned.
Oh my God. That was amazing.
Brooke sits up next to him.
It's the best review I've had in years. Ready for the encore?
Wow, you guys are amazing. I mean, a pleasure to watch.
Don't give up, you've got a reason to live.
Grabs my balls and says.
Malcolm raises an exaggerated eyebrow and tilts his head at Nick.
What did he say?
The understudy?
I'm sorry, I forgot you have a learning disability. Let me help you out.
I can't do it, I'm sorry. I'm never like this, I swear to God.
Are you here? Like there's a black hole in my brain that sounds like a phone.
Nobody respects you because you wear your headset like a fucking tiara.
I don't even have my headset.
Good morning.
Malcolm laughs. Mitch dances backstage and punches the air.
That's all about it.
Casting by Carrie Barden and Paul Schnee. Costume designer Elise Velasco. Choreography by Ackerman Jones. Music supervisor Sarah Webster.
I want to sex you. But I wanna sex you gently.
Production designer Alexander Delgado. Music by PJ Hank. Edited by Lauren Connolly. Director of photography Andre Lascaris.
Fairy tales don't come true,
But if I could wish on just
Executive producers Jai Khanna, Carla Gonzalez, Rodolfo Marquez, Alex Ordanez, Christopher Yurkovich, Ethan Lazar. Co-producer Samantha Castellano. So wonderful and so new. Produced by Topher Grace, PGA. Produced by Daniel Posada, PGA, Alex Garcia, Jason Tomasco, PGA. Written by Jerry DeLeon and Greg Lissy. Directed by Isaac Rentz.
I'd go crazy if you withdrew, but you need to know just how I feel. You don't even have a clue. Known each other for a while, the feeling just grew and grew. I hope you can let me slip right in and put this feeling inside of you. I don't wanna wham ya, jam ya, flip it upside.
Bonito Films, LLC, 2016. All rights reserved. The persons and events in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons or events is unintentional. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Opening night.